Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in the studio. We're going to talk about the Belgian Waffle Supper coming up here very, very soon. Leon Hodges is in with us representing the Atlantic Lions Club this morning. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
Thanks for the opportunity.
You bet. Folks look forward to the suppers each year, don't they?
I certainly hope so. It's going to be on a week from Thursday, April 21st, and cost will be $7 per person, 5 and under are free, out at the community building. And we put this on twice a year, in the fall and here in the spring. And this is our spring one. So most people like waffles, and we're glad to provide them for a good cause.
I'm always impressed. It's almost like getting a show with dinner, because I'm always impressed at all the waffle irons and things and how he takes care of all that. That's kind of interesting in itself.
Yep, and then it takes a lot of cleanup afterwards.
Oh, I'm sure it does.
It takes a while, but they're pretty well organized and done it a few times, so we're ready to go, I think.
Getting pretty good at it.
We need good weather, and we'll... It's 4:30 to 7 o'clock on that night.
Okay. Thursday, April 21st at the Atlantic Community Building, Cass County Community Building here in Atlantic. Right. Very good. Now, you're always raising money for cause, and I know you have a couple of causes that you've picked out this year you want to make sure that you're helping out.
Yeah, we have two places that our money is going to go this year, and one is the Table of Mercy, which I think a lot of people in town have heard about. Every Thursday night, they get things ready, and then Friday morning, travel over to Omaha and feed people at the Cigna Francis house over there. They've been kind enough to give them the building to set up their breakfast, and among other, they serve between 350 and 500 people each Friday morning. 350 hard-boiled eggs that they take over there each. I'm glad I don't have to peel those. And so they serve a full breakfast, pancakes and the whole bit, and it's all free, of course. And this is called a breakfast, Table of Mercy Breakfast Club. And Mel Bryles has been instrumental in getting this along. Scotty McDuff started this back in May 6th of 2013. And so a few people gather together on Friday morning about 6 o'clock and go over, and it takes about 3 hours. And they're done and cleaned up and ready to come back.
Isn't it amazing how that has grown?
Yeah, it's more so, I think, than they anticipated. In addition, they take over bags of clothing, which can be left down at the senior center. That's the collecting agency. And... they deliver that to some of the camps around the area. So they work with the homeless, and a lot of times you don't think there's much help, but they said about 50% of them move on and finally get some housing and move on, hopefully, to employment. And so first step in hopefully a helpful path for them.
Absolutely. You know, sometimes I think people have some preconceived notions and stereotypical thoughts in their head when they look at folks who are in that situation, but until you stop and talk to them, it's amazing some of the stories and some of the unfortunate incidents that ended up putting them out on the street.
Yep. And everybody's an individual, and they're all different and have their reasons for being there. And I guess what the Table of Mercy is trying to do is just to help people that need help, and whatever their situation might be.
And that fits in with the Lions Club mission then as well.
Yep. The Lions Club motto is we serve, and hopefully raising money we'll be able to help them serve in a special way too.
Mm-hmm. So, did they come and ask for the assistance, or did you choose to do this?
Just a board meeting. We take suggestions on different organizations we can help, and these two were brought up, and it sounded like a good program. We had Mel and his wife, Dee, and Scotty were at our Lions Club meeting last night, and so they were... It was good to see them in person and hear a little bit about the background and what they're doing. It's a gigantic task each week.
Yeah, you hear those stories from firsthand experience, yeah, and it really changes your perspective on things. And then also, you're helping out, what, the food pantry?
Yep, food pantry here in town. They've been going for a number of years ago. Most people are familiar with their work, more familiar with their work. 10 to 12 families usually show up a week. Some weeks are a lot more than that. Some weeks are less. They distribute food. Other items, Thursday afternoon from 1 to 3 is the hours that they're open. And they can be open other times, too, if people can't get there at that time. Just have to let them know. They get a lot of help from the community. We're familiar with the Scrooge contest, and the money that is raised there goes to the food pantry. Walmart also helps out. I mean, they have a program called Feed America, and some of their, they get a lot of things from Walmart and from Kentucky Fried, and then the community, generally, they get help from them. So Shara Cooper has been involved in this for quite some time, and so she's the one I got the information from. So they're open at those hours and have food and other items that people can come and pick up.
Certain times of the year, especially around the holidays, food pantry collections go sky high, which is great. They appreciate that, but the need is always there.
Yeah, need is there for all year round, I would guess. The people are in need, so it's nice to have people who are willing to give of their time and talents to run programs like these two.
Absolutely.
So whatever money we come up with will go split between the two places.
Well, you guys,
so more people come to the pancake or the waffle feed, more money that we'll be able to share with them.
Through the Lions Club, you've spread a lot of money throughout the communities.
Yep, we have a lot of different programs that we've helped over the years, and we gave some money to this is Rockwell City. Rockwell City has the puppy program, Leader Dogs for the Blind. And we've just given some money to them. And we hear this, SWTA has a program this summer where they're going to provide transportation for kids during the summer. It's kind of a new program. We give $100 to them the other night. And so it's just a lot of different programs that we've helped over the years. I think the 4-H, last time we had our program, it was the 4-H that got the money here in town. And our big program in Lyons is the Kids Sight Program, and we test eyes of children from 6 months to 4 years and make sure there isn't any problem that they weren't aware of. And be surprised how many people they find has a lazy eye or that can be referred to an eye doctor then.
Absolutely, yeah. A lot of youngsters have been helped that way. Yeah. And a lot of folks have been assisted, even if they're not directly understanding of that, through the Lions Club programs and donations and things. Yeah. So it all starts with things like the Belgian Waffle Supper. So give them the details one more time.
Well, the supper is on Thursday, April 21st, 4:30 to 7 at the Atlantic Community Building. All you can eat, $7 per person, 5 and under are free.
And they can get their tickets ahead of time or just at the door?
They can get their tickets ahead of time. Of course, that's always a preference, because if we get their tickets ahead of time and they can't make it, we still have their money.
Well, and you don't have to handle so much cash that night either.
But certainly ahead of time or at the meal.
Absolutely. So, all right. So. And there's no penalty for buying at the door.
No penalty.
All right. Very good. So make sure you get that on your calendar. Thursday, April 21st, 4:30 to 7 p.m., Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic. And help the Lions Club help others who are in need. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Well, thank you for having us.